Off the Record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. It's, well, this is behind.
I would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Create a healthier home with Choices Flooring and enter to win a Dyson vacuum. See in store for details.
You can create a healthier home with Choices Flooring and enter, please, to win a Dyson vacuum. Go in store for details. Picks the Zutori wrestlers just gets me every week.
Well, shouldn't have had my mic up.
Every
Viridine goes in and they're set to run.
Had the mic up. I thought I was off air.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop, signal, and away they go.
You didn't know your mic was on and you haven't invented the race. Matt Hill's trying to call the first one. Flaming it on Stakes Day.
I'd backed the other thing that won. At
$10. Just gets me every week.
Thank God they must have turned it down after that initial bit because I was cheering that damn thing home. Right.
Four shorts picks.
Okay. Channel 7 commentary. It's been a tough week this week. Yep. Been a tough week for the commentators. A lot doing it off TV and not at the studio and, you know, not at the grounds and the whatnot. Now, I thought Joe Botson was fantastic, JB1 yep. Kenobi. I thought he was really good, but he'd probably like to have his time again with this one.
Just Bruce, that centre bounce, can't amplify enough.
Can't amplify enough, no. He wouldn't have been happy with that. Or this one, really, for you, JB?
How diligent he was and how great a preparator he was.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you that either.
I liked it.
Yeah, you liked it, yeah, okay. BT, got his names wrong here. First, he thought the North coach was playing.
See the ball. Well fought here. Really well done. Reece Shaw. Heath Shaw, in fact. High footy.
He picked himself up, though, so I'll give him that. No issues there. But we're not forgiving this one, BT. Now, this man, Brad Seymour, he retired 20 years ago.
High footy. Two on one here, Seymour. Cunningham, in fact.
Seymour. I was playing against him. Well, we all remember. It would have been when he first started commentating, probably.
Yep.
Right. Corn. Now, COVID, what COVID's done is, as I've said at the start, it's made a lot of places impossible to get to at the ground to commentate.
Yep.
So you've got to do it off a screen. And it's caught a couple out this week. Firstly, our own No Ham Sam, who thought he was calling some live footy.
Half Essendon win it on the near wing. Bell Chambers got it from Langford. They wanted him to handball. He kicked instead. And
that might be the.
Am I calling the replay? The replay after doing the? Oh, that's there we go. That'll be.
He's calling the replay. I thought, oh dear, this is not good for us. But then I thought the M's have done it as well. This is the Duke.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman Tui penetrating long kick inside forward 50.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay, Duke.
I think
you did a bloody good job of it.
I think you're right too.
Oh, Jaddy, you hear him giggling at the start? You might find you calling the replay.
Yeah.
Now we know you've set Kane. You're a hard taskmaster, Hutchie. You've set Kane some work. His workload. I had a recruiter rang me the other day and said, "Mate, Hutchie, tell Hutchie to give Kane a day off every now and then. He's doing everything." Anyway, because this is what happens. When you work a bloke to the bone, sometimes he's not as sharp.
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Erner warns.
Now, I'm sorry, let's give that one more go.
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Erner warns.
I did the exact same thing last Saturday. I don't even know if you've got it.
Oh, but I think I have. Hang on a minute, old mate. Picks, what have we got there, Zipper?
And he takes the mark.
Yeah, you're stiff there, Dane Zampi. Oh, sorry, Dane Zampi. Get that for next week's.
You do put yourself in, don't you?
I do. That's the important thing. Well, that's what happens. I've got to go in. Shocking. I wonder if Jay-Z Clark doing a ground report. Now, he's not even at the ground. He's doing a ground report, right? Listen to this.
Fantastic. Brisbane.
What's it like down there, Jay-Z? It looks like absolute carpet at the moment. I know you're always on the ball, mate, and you're on the edge of your feet. Down. What's the grass look like? Is it nice?
Perfect conditions here at Marvel Stadium, BT. Not a blade of grass. Now, with all that space...
Not a blade of grass. There's a lot of grass.
This is what happens when you're not down there.
Hang on. He was at the ground, was he?
Oh, no, he wouldn't be down. They don't let you down the ground. You're not down on the ground.
He would have been in the venue, though, wouldn't he?
Possibly. He was probably on the carpet. Not a blade of grass. Jingo. Now, we heard about the what they call Laverton these days. Laverton's gone out the window. I feel for the Lavertonians.
Yep.
Because this was this week.
Worked at the distribution centre in Laverton, one of the...
That's the health minister. Come on. here's Robocop playing... Really close attention to Hutto here.
And Robbo, four big games today. Collingwood St Kilda, that's going to be a belter at the G, isn't it? Opinion.
Yeah, North Melbourne. Who's playing? I mean, look at the draw.
Champagne commentary. Okay, and then this one.
Reports a man had been stabbed during an altercation around 5 a.m. His attackers remain on the scene.
That's his Tony Tardio.
Emoji confused face
because if his attackers remain on the scene, I don't think they're going to be very hard to catch, Tony. I don't think they're going to be too hard to catch. And then this one.
John Kennedy Jr. plays his 250th AFL game tonight when Sydney.
No, that's Josh Kennedy. Josh Kennedy. Now, we had this one earlier, but I'll give it another go. This is Mike Amor and the Wisp.
Let's bring in our own Tim Watson now. And Tim, you played against John Kennedy Sr. He's considered the father of the culture at Hawthorn. And got to remember, they had no success before he arrived.
I'm old, but I'm not that old. I didn't actually play against him, but I played in a team that he was coached.
Oh, boy. And this is you, Hutchie. This is you, Craig.
I was off the truth. Well, you might have got the numbers wrong, but he's a bit damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Rashid Owens,
but has he got the...
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, Craig.
Yeah, that's the past tense, but I'm saying in future he'd be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Throwback that's time, the present please. Tense. Throwback time, please.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
So we used a bit of TT, a bit of Tony Tardio, obviously, earlier.
Remember,
on.
He went angry last time.
He's all right, Tony. He knows that we love him. He's one of our favourites. He's been keeping his nose clean. I'll give him that. Haven't really been having much to do. So we thought we'd better run a package for a bit of throwback time, a bit of Tony at his best.
And Aussie Joe Inglis has scored 22 points, while Graham was charged with striking Brisbane's Dane Zork. And LeBron James is joining the LA Lakers in a. And LeBron James scored 38 points. Demons coach Scott Goodwin remains hopeful. Essendon forward Josh Danaher is refusing to blame issues with his body for a slow. Dane Beams has been handed the Brisbane captaincy to Zane Zorko.
That's harsh,
Pixie. It's harsh, but hey, you know what? That's what off the record is, Hutchie. Bill Laurie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Try, dropped it.
Okay, just the one entry this week. We had one of you, Hutchie, that Jane had cut up, but we just don't think it passes the sniff test at the moment. So we're going with just the one. It's Andy Maher. He's a beauty. He's an absolute beauty when it comes to doing Bill Laurie's. And here's him right now.
Dave Donny, Phil Cleary's going to join us as well. In fact, I think it was the Western Bull.
Oh, boy. One more go. We'll give that one more go for sure.
Dave Donny, Phil Cleary's going to join us as well. In fact, I think it was the Western Bull.
And you know, that gives me the opportunity, Craig.
What's that?
I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling a bit of Chicago.
I just flew in from the windy city. The
windy
city is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got.
We were doing the game last week. He doesn't even want to mention the word wind. Like we said, with the roof closed, there's not a lot of, and you can see him looking. He just refused to say wind, especially when we're around.
You're so juvenile.
Oh, yes.
How many are you ever going to age? You're 51, man.
I think I will. I'm like Benjamin Button.
You can create a healthier home with Breeze Carpet from Choices Flooring. Magnificent. Did you sell Breeze Carpet back in the day?
No, I don't. We had Breeze, but we were really commercial, Craig.
Now, Choices Flooring's ultimate VIP experience is on. You can, of course, every week go in line to win the magnificent grand final week of a lifetime, the ultimate experience. This week's total positions picks, Brad Ebert.
Well, hang on.
Brad Ebert.
22.
Lewis Jetta.
Lewis Jetta from West Coast?
Yep.
16.
Butler.
Dan Butler?
Yep.
Dan Butler, 16.
Hooley.
29.
And Christian Petrarca.
Petrarca, 26.
109, is that right?
No, I carry the 2. 109. That's what I get too. 109.
There you go. So you can. There's a, of course, a weekly $500 rug to give away, which is magnificent. Oof. And then the massive prize at the end. Just go to iCanWin.com.au. Have a free throw at the stumps.
Yeah, iCanWin.com. I won't be far away because I reckon I'm right with a fair bit of that. Hooley gets a lot of it. He needs to bounce back.
Well, last week's winner. Last week, 111 was the.
Yeah.
And who was the winner?
Not sure.
I'll get that for you.
The winner was, but I think I was around 110 last week.
I think you're 111. Anyway, more off the bench to come right after this.